Penguin Random House Audio presents The Feather Thief, Beauty, Obsession, and the Natural History Heist of the Century by Kirk Wallace Johnson. Read for you by MacLeod Andrews. Man is seldom content to witness beauty. He must possess it. Grand Chief Sir Michael Somare, Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea, 1979. Prologue. By the time Edwin Rist stepped off the train onto the platform at Tring, 40 miles north of London, it was already quite late. The residents of the sleepy town had finished their suppers. The little ones were in bed. As he began the long walk into town, the Midland Line glided off into darkness. A few hours earlier, Edwin had performed in the Royal Academy of Music's London Soundscapes, a celebration of Haydn, Handel, and Mendelssohn. Before the concert, he'd packed a pair of latex gloves, a miniature LED flashlight, a wire cutter, and a diamond blade glass cutter in a large rolling suitcase, and stowed it in his concert hall locker. He bore a passing resemblance to a lanky Pete Townsend, intense eyes, prominent nose, and a mop of hair, although instead of shredding a fender, Edwin played the flute. There was a new moon that evening, making the already gloomy stretch of road even darker. For nearly an hour, he dragged his suitcase through the mud and gravel skirting the road, under gnarly old trees strangled with ivy. Turlhanger's Wood slept to the north, Chestnut Wood to the south, fallow fields and the occasional copse in between. A car blasted by, its headlights blinding, adrenaline coursing.